Walter, do you call this lunch?
Well, it's all the food I can find in a refrigerator.
This isn't food, it's an aluminum mine.
You think it's safe to eat?
I don't even think it's safe to look at.
Oh, hello, Arthur. Hi, honey.
Hi, Marty.
Maude, would you look at all this stuff I got out of the refrigerator? Is it food or what?
Let's see. This is some spinach pie left over from Anna Pasco's wedding a few weeks ago. This is breaded shrimp from the League of Women Voters annual fish fry last month. This is blueberry grunt left over from Vivian's brunch last Sunday.
Well, why do you even bother to bring any of this stuff home?
I'll tell you why I bring it home, Walter, because it is a sin to let perfectly good food go to waste.
I'm ready.
Oh, I'll be with you in a second. Listen, Walter, when Vivian and I are shopping in New York today, the employment agency may call about a new housekeeper.
But you can never replace Mrs. Naugatuck, can you, Ma?
Well, I certainly have not had any luck so far. Oh, and listen, Walter, if the agency calls, tell them that any housekeeper they send over for an interview has to be black.
Why do housekeepers have to be black? Is that a new law?
No, Vivian, I want my new housekeeper to be black. I made my decision after I saw Roots. You know, that really made a tremendous impression on me, Viv. Until that time, I had no idea to the extent that black people have been abused and mistreated. And so, in my own small way, I want to do something to help make up for that.
So we're letting one of them clean our house.
Walter, you're missing the whole point.
Well, what is the point, Maude? Why do you have to have a black woman?
Because I can learn from a black woman the way I learned from Florida. Remember when she worked for us? Oh, she had such pride in her heritage. She had spunk. She stood up to me. She didn't take any guff from me, and I admire that.
Gee, I wish I was black.
It wouldn't hurt.
Aren't safe.
Come on now, Vivian. You know this is the quickest way to the bus terminal. Besides, Vivian, it isn't crime that makes New York seem so dangerous. It's fear. Believe me, you know, if people just took the time to smile and say a cheerful hello, well, it would be a much safer place.
Really, Maud?
Here, I'll show you what I mean. Hello. You see, Viv, a cheerful hello, a nice, friendly smile makes all the difference in the world.
That's amazing. I guess I'm just going to have to learn to be more friendly on the subways.
As we begin our journey, could I interest you ladies in a little drinking?
Oh, no, none for me, thanks. Maude?
No.
You would let a man drink alone? Reprehensible.
Vivian, I forgot. You should never ride the subway during cocktail hour.
Hey! You picked that up!
I don't want it.
Do you do that at home?
Vivian!
As a matter of fact, madam, I do.
Hey!
Vivian, will you please sit down?
He ticks me off.
Vivian, forget about it.
Oh, good. Here, get these two.
Hello.
Hello, lady. I was wondering if you had an extra 50 cents.
Maud, don't give it to her. It might be a trick.
Oh, come on, Vivian. How could it be a trick? Of course I'll give her the money, but just in case, keep your whistle out. Yes, I can spare 50 cents.
Good. Because if these packages are going to be sitting while I'm standing, I think you should buy them a seat.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I really am so sorry. Yeah. Sometimes I'm very thoughtless. Right, Viv? My name is Maud Findlay. I sell real estate. This is my friend Vivian Harmon.
And what is she, a lion tamer?
You have a lovely accent. I'll bet you're from the West Indies.
Yes. Why you want to know?
I'm from Tuckahoe. I've always been interested in the West Indies. As a matter of fact, my very favorite singer is Harry Belafonte.
Who?
Harry Belafonte, you know. Dale! Dale!
Oh, him! He's all right. But he doesn't sing as sweet as Andy Williams.
Andy Williams?
You know, Moon River!
I love him!
Excuse me, miss, but I would think that you would take more pride in your own traditions. Forget Andy Williams. I mean, you come from the islands where they have such beautiful native music. People down there make up calypso songs just walking down the street.
I can make up calypso songs?
Of course you can. Why don't you make one up right now?
Oh, yeah, do. Huh? That'd be fun.
Want me to make up a song?
Oh, yes.
All right, I'll make up a song for you.
Okay.
Big moth woman on a subway train. Words come out like a lot of rain, everybody.
Big moth woman on a subway train. Words come out like a lot of rain. Big moth woman on a subway train. Words come out like a lot of rain.
My purse is open.
Big mouth.
Vivian, my wallet is gone.
What?
I stole my wallet. Come back here.
What?
Come back.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. No, wait. I got it. Oh, no. She got away.
Not completely. I can't get over it, Walter. I just can't get over it.
Maud, you'll have a drink. Arthur and Viv will be over, we'll have a nice evening, and you'll forget all about it.
But, Walter, it was all so calculated. She asked me for 50 cents, and then when I opened my purse, she saw where my wallet was. Then, like a fool, I let her sit down next to me.
Now, just calm down, Maud. That's Arthur and Viv, I'll get it.
And she knew exactly how to take my mind off my purse. She put down Harry Belafonte. And you know how crazy that makes me.
Yes?
Finlay residence?
Walter, that's the woman. That's the woman who stole my wallet this afternoon.
Your woman got a loose pebble on her beach. I won $18 for my dress. Maybe Ari Belafonte like his chest showing, but I don't.
How dare you come here? Walter, call the police.
$18.
Walter, the phone.
Right.
You must take me for a complete fool. I mean, first you steal my wallet, and then you come here asking for money.
I don't know nothing about no wallet. I want $18.
If you had asked me for the money this afternoon, I would have given it to you. But no, you had to steal my wallet. Well, I want you to know something. I have always been a friend to the black people. But there are a lot of whites who are not the enlightened, caring human beings that I am. And when you stole that wallet, you just reinforced their senseless, stupid prejudices. And that saddens me. You have a great deal to make up for, young lady.
Maud.
Yes, Walter.
That was Bloomingdale's. You left your wallet in the lingerie department.
Big mouth woman on a subway train. Words come out like a lot of crowd. Big mouth woman on a subway train. Words come out. I don't know what to say. How did you find me?
Well, you say your name was Maud Finley and you were from Tuckahoe, eh? Uh-huh. So I just looked in the yellow pages under Big Mart Woman.
Thank you, I deserved that.
Look, Mom, all I want is $18 for a new dress.
Of course, Walter, she wants $18.
I'll get my wallet.
Why don't you sit down? This is all so terribly awkward for me, Miss... Excuse me, I don't even know your name.
Victoria Butterfield.
Victoria Butterfield. That's always been my favorite name. look, Victoria, I want you to know that I did not accuse you because you're black. Believe me, I have always been a crusader for racial justice from the very beginning. You know, back in the 60s, a group of concerned white people went down to Selma, Alabama, to march for racial equality. Oh, Victoria, you have no idea what it was like. Sheriffs with mace and attack dogs, angry mobs throwing rocks. Every white person down there was in dire physical danger.
And so?
I donated $25 to that march.
Andy Williams gave $100.
No, it's obvious I'm just not getting through to you.
Look, lady, I didn't come here for no skylark, and I just want me money, that's all.
You're not interested in the black problem at all, are you?
The only color problem I got is that this black person can't get a green money from the white lady.
Here we go.
Oh, did you have the $18?
All I got is a 20. Do you have change?
Walter. Walter, this is Victoria Butterfield. Victoria, this is my husband, Walter Findlay.
How do you do, Victoria?
Why all your introductions? Is this a subway?
I'm afraid that Victoria isn't interested in all I've done for her people. She just doesn't care about those things.
That's right. I'm not interested. Daylight come and me one go home.
That's right. Go home. But let me tell you something. I need a housekeeper, and I am not going to let you discourage me from hiring a black woman, because I am interested in the cause of social justice.
You need a housekeeper?
Yes.
I could be your housekeeper.
I need someone with a lot of experience.
I've got plenty experience.
Well, I mean, you'd have to have references.
I got excellent references.
Well...
Maud, why not?
You know perfectly well why not, Walter. I mean, we have all those people coming over from the agency.
No, we don't. The agency called. They're out of blacks. Ever since Roots. But they're running a special on Filipinos.
Oh, please, Mom. I come from a small island of St. Norman just 3 months ago to keep house for a nice family. But all of a sudden they moved to Europe. And now I don't have no job, I don't have no money, and I'm not a teen. Me clothes ain't what they used to be either.
Come on, Maud, give her a break.
Oh, all right. I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's try it out for this evening, okay? I'm having a few neighbors over for cocktails. I have some hors d'oeuvre heating in the oven. Why don't you serve them, and then we'll see how it turns
out. Oh, thank you, Mom. Thank you.
Hey, it's kind of late. Maybe she can spend the night in Mrs. Naugatuck's old room.
Walter, I don't think that would be a good idea. Mrs. Naugatuck's room is so messy.
Oh, that's all right, Mom. I'll clean it up good. You'll see, Mom. Everything's going to be hunky-dory.
Oh, hello, Arthur.
Hi, Maud. Oh, hello, Maud, you poor thing.
Vivian has been telling me what happened on the subway today. It is shocking.
Well, it's a thing of the past.
That's not the way I see it, Maud.
Can I get you guys a drink?
A little scotch would be nice.
I'll just have my usual, please, Walter.
Oh, Vivian, I'm sorry. I'm out of creme de coco and I don't have any fresh papayas.
Well, then, whatever.
Now, Maud. Did you call the police?
No. There's no need to call the police.
There most certainly is. Believe me, Maud, in cases of this kind, a little police brutality never hurt anyone.
Arthur, you just don't understand.
You certainly don't have to worry about giving the police a description, Maude, because I remember every detail about that woman. Thank you. I bet if I live to be 100, I will never forget that woman's face. That face is emblazoned in my memory forever. Are these cheese? Yes. I mean, I would know that woman anywhere.
Vivian, this is Victoria Butterfield, the woman on the subway this afternoon.
Hello. I didn't recognize you.
Well, that's American justice for you. She's out on parole already.
Arthur, Victoria didn't even touch my wallet.
Now, what in the world is she doing here?
Oh, she's going to be our new maid.
Walter, it is not maid. It is housekeeper.
Okay, she's going to be our new housekeeper.
No, she isn't.
Mrs. Finley, why don't you want me to be your maid?
All right, I better lay my cards on the table. Would you excuse me? I'd like to speak to Victoria.
Oh, sure. Why don't you guys come out to the kitchen with me? I'll teach you this darling song I learned today. It's called Big Mouth Woman on Subway.
Sit down, Victoria.
All right, Mom, what's the problem?
Victoria, I'm going to ask you a question. It's very personal, but it's very important, and a great deal depends on what your answer is. Did you watch Roots?
Yes, Mom.
Did you like it?
I like Chuck Connors.
You see, that's the problem. All you care about is Chuck Connors and Andy Williams.
And Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton, I don't...
Why? Because I like Wayne Newton?
No. Because you don't care about where you come from.
And you do?
Of course.
So where you come from, eh?
Well, my father's father came from England, but actually he was part Scottish. And my grandmother came from France, but it was really Alsace-Lorraine, so she may have been German. And my mother's father was mostly Dutch, and her mother came from either Romania or Hungary.
Oh, you poor white lady.
What do you mean?
You don't have any roots.
You see, that's it. That is it. That is the problem. All you want to do is make jokes. This is why you cannot work for me. You have no pride whatsoever in where you come from. You have no pride about being black.
I have no pride? Lady, I love the island of St. Norman. The water here is no place as blue as the water there. No trees here carry a lovely mango like the trees there. All that is here that isn't there is money, and I need that to send to my family. But I don't need it so bad that I have to put up with you. There have been no slaves on St. Norman since 1684. So keep your damn job, Mrs. Roots.
Wait a minute, Victoria.
And don't tell me about pride. I've been black a lot longer than you.
Victoria, you are marvelous. I insist that you be my housekeeper.
What you got in your head, a sparrow flying round?
Don't you see? Things would be different now. We would be on an equal footing.
I don't think so.
Oh, Victoria, give it a chance. I'd love to have you here.
And I'd love to have you here.
And I certainly don't mind.
Well, maybe. But I don't want to spend an indeterminate period of time in domestic service.
An indeterminate period? Walter, did you hear that? She speaks English better than you do.
Wow, look at that.
I want to study at school, and I want to learn a career. And I need plenty of time off for that.
Oh, Victoria, you can have as much time off as you need.
And I don't like the idea of spending a night in a messy room.
Oh, I'll clean it myself.
Also, I know what to clean, and I clean it. I don't take no orders.
May I make an occasional suggestion?
We'll see. Why don't I try it for a week, eh?
Oh, Victoria. Victoria, you're going to love it here.
I hope so. Well, I'll go fix the hors d'oeuvres now. You better get started cleaning the room.
Oh, right away.
And Mrs. Finley?
Yes.
I don't do windows.
Who does?
Yes. We gonna get along fine.
Hunky-dory.
It looks like we got ourselves a housekeeper. Oh,
congratulations.
Walter, did you see how I brought out her pride? Walter, I have her right where I want her. Oh. Come on now, why don't we go upstairs and clean her room? Oh.